Welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you. Just a couple of days ago, we were talking about a German official who will be visiting Saxenburg. And we wanted to talk to him, and we have him on the phone today, German Consul General David Gill. And he's planning on joining us, if you will, as a community at Mingle on Main. He's on the phone. German Consul, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time today.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you, Tracy.
I want to talk about you getting invited here first. Let me explain to folks in case they didn't hear our story the other day. You would be the highest ranking German representative to ever visit our historic Saxenburg since it was founded by German immigrants John Augustus and Karl Roebling back in 1832. And to give a real brief history of the invitation here, you were a guest speaker on the House floor in Pennsylvania, and Representative Marcy Mostella was there, and she was listening to you talk about economics and the relationship between different areas. And you made this connection all the way to Pennsylvania down to Saxenburg and John Roebling. And when you prepared your remarks, I'm just wondering first, what made you think of Saxenburg and Mr. Roebling?
As you might know, my duty here as Consul General in New York is to reach out to politics, culture, economy in the region here. My district is New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Bermuda, by the way. But so we talk about Pennsylvania, and I was invited to come to Harrisburg to speak as guest of honor at the House. And I wanted to address the representatives this the story of the American-German relationship, not just in the past, but also what it means for us today. But I was also, of course, looking to the past, and I was looking for examples of this special relationship between Pennsylvania and Germany. And so I talked about the Pennsylvania Dutch, of course. I talked about Bethlehem, which was founded by Germans in the 1740s. And I mentioned Saxenburg, founded by Johann August Roebling, John Roebling, as you would say, who is this famous person I was always interested in since I came to New York in 2017. So this was the reason behind, an example for this special relationship.
It's interesting. My family and I were just in New York City this summer, and we walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. And I was able to stop in the center of the bridge to see that plaque that says John Roebling and John Roebling Jr. And it just feels like a neat connection between us here in Saxenburg and New York City. Were you surprised when Representative Mostello approached you after your speech on the House floor?
I didn't expect it. So, yes, I was surprised, but also very happy that she approached me because I was indeed interested in Saxenburg. And so we talked about Saxenburg, and she invited me to come, and I happily agreed to do that. To be honest, I was thinking about this before, but there was never a reason or an occasion I could imagine, but then there was one.
Is that what prompted you to accept the invitation, a new area, and that intrigue, that curiosity between John Roebling in New York and John Roebling here in Saxenburg?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm a curious person. That's good when you're a diplomat, because you should look around what's going on in the country you're assigned to. And yes, I like to travel in my district, and I'm really looking forward to come to Butler County and to Saxenburg and to see not only history, but also to meet real people and to see how they live, what they care about, and what their daily life is, and how they mingle, as I will see.
When you come to a place like Saxenburg, and this may be hard to answer because you have not been here yet, but if you think small town, very small Main Street, but historic in its own right, when you visit a place like Saxenburg, what do you take with you back to your job? Are there experiences that you find relatable that others can use?
Absolutely. I grew up myself in a little town in Saxony, and I know how important it is to have social events, to come together and to form a community and to share joy and to spend time together and enjoy your little town. And this is also the time where you really talk about your community. And that's why I'm looking forward to be part of this Mingle on Main and to meet people and to learn how they live, what their challenges are, what their joys are. Because when I talk about my job as a consul general, I explain it, our task in two ways. We have to explain Germany and we try to understand America. And America is not only New York City, where I live in the moment and where my office is, but America is so much more. And Butler County is also America. And I want to experience your life there. And I also want to talk with the people in Butler County and in Saxonburg why it is important that we share our experiences from both sides of the Atlantic and why it is important that we, as people in the free democratic world, stand together in the transatlantic relationship, which is a very important relationship.
I'm sure you've been given an agenda, an itinerary for what you will be seeing here or where what you will be visiting when you arrive here in Saxonburg. Out of that agenda, what are you looking forward to seeing here in Saxonburg?
So first of all, I'm really looking forward to meet people. I will be, before I come to Saxonburg itself, I will be in Butler and meet officials of Butler County. I will talk to them. They will tell me about what's going on in Butler County, what are your perspectives in the region, maybe nationally, what are your challenges and what are your successes. And that's very important. And the same is true for Saxonburg. I'm looking forward to meet the mayor and other officials of the town, but ordinary people as well. And I will talk with them about their experiences of daily life. And of course, I'm looking forward also to see historic sites where John Roebling started his business and all the other sites you have in Saxonburg. And on Friday, I will visit the 2-6 Incorporate company, international company, home in Saxonburg, also have this company also has sites in Germany, and I'm really looking forward to see business, an international business, which home is Saxonburg.
2-6, does it have multiple locations in Germany or one location?
No, actually, they have multiple locations, four of them. I'm really interested to see how the cooperation between the international locations work. And it's pretty impressive that from Butler County, this company is spreading all over the world.
And that's a good point. I think sometimes when we live here in Butler County, we don't think outside of our county, and to know that there's a connection all the way across the country, I think that's fascinating. Mr. Gill, let me get back to Mingle on Main, of course, that being Thursday night. And I'm sure you've been told about Mingle on Main. It's an event here on Main Street in Saxonburg. Small businesses are open, food, vendors, and people really come out, not only in Saxonburg, but from the surrounding areas, just to walk up and down the small Main Street and interact with one another. And this happens once a month during the summer and the fall. And I'm wondering from your perspective, sir, this kind of an event, what does it mean to a small town?
As I told you, I come from a little town too, and in Saxony, in the very southeast of Germany. And events like this are so important for a community, to form a community, to come together. You provide a community with a platform to come together, and also to show what their strength is and what they have to offer, not only to their own community, but also for the people who come to Saxonburg and want to enjoy an evening on Main Street in Saxonburg. I think people are social in general, and you need events like this to be a real community. And that's why I think it's great that you do this several times in the summer. We in Germany have these kinds of mingles, particularly in Christmas time, the Weihnachtsmarkt, Christmas markets in many regions in Germany, but also there are events in the summer, and it's great that people come together.
What are you famous for in your small town? Here in Saxenburg, of course, we have a couple of local shops. If you were looking at a broader area, the Pittsburgh region, we're famous for pierogies. We put French fries on our sandwiches, and that's just something that we do here. So if we were to visit your small town or the area in which you're from, what would be that food that we would need to experience?
Well, I come from Saxony, which is in the southeast of Germany, close to the Polish and Czech border. And so pierogi, we know there too, but that's not typical for my region. So you know the German cuisine. It's schnitzel, sauerbraten, things like this. Saxony is famous for a very special Christmas baking good, fruit loaf. We call it Stollen. Particularly Dresden, the capital of Saxony, famous for that. For instance, you would enjoy this in Germany, but also the German cuisine, you know, from German restaurants here in the region.
Do you have sweet pastries, or do you have buttery pastries? What is the focus of the cuisine?
This fruit loaf I was talking about is a sweet fruit loaf. It's baked during the Christmas time. And yes, we have cakes, several cakes in Saxony as well. It's hard for me to describe what the specialty is.
So let
and
me.
And of course, what my region is known for, they have good beer.
Good.
And even wine in this region from the River Elbe, which is by now really good wine.
Well, next time we want to visit you in Saxony. How's that?
Please do it. I mean, it's not so far. It's not so far from Mühlhausen in Thuringia. Thuringia, that's Mühlhausen, is the town where John Roebling came from, in Thuringia. Thuringia borders with Saxony. And so it's not too far. When you visit Mühlhausen, the sister town of Saxenburg, then you can come to Saxony as well and have good German food there.
So is there a particular site that you would have a visitor go see? Here in our area, especially in Saxenburg, you'll be visiting the White Church and, of course, Roebling's Wirework Workshop and the Hotel Saxenburg. But if we were to visit Saxony, where you're from in Germany, what would you say we would need to see?
So definitely you have to see Dresden, which is the capital of Saxony, with the Baroque castle and beautiful churches, some of them rebuilt after the war. Görlitz, it's another beautiful medieval city at the border to Poland. We have beautiful countryside around the River Elbe, mountains and forests. And by the way, from my hometown, Prague is even closer than Berlin. It's only an hour away, and that's the great thing in Europe. You can travel between the countries without any border control and nothing, and you go to one day to Dresden, next day to Prague, or even in the morning to Dresden and in the afternoon to Prague. It's a beautiful region and definitely worth to travel to.
Well, we are excited to have you here in Saxenburg this week, and we do appreciate you visiting. I'm still interested, though, in how your jurisdiction covers New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, PA, and Bermuda. How Bermuda got lumped in there would be an interesting story. But we are glad that you have accepted the invitation to come to Saxonburg. And what is really nice is that you will be at Mingguan, Maine, so folks can come up and say hello. And I think that's an honor for us to be able to welcome you to this area. Any final thoughts, sir, that you would like to share with us about your visit here in Saxonburg?
I'm very much looking forward to see the people and meet the people of Saxonburg. I find it fascinating. There's a person like John Rippling, who died 150 years ago when the Brooklyn Bridge was started to be built. He died. He never saw his biggest work. But that a person like this can still inspire a relationship between our countries, a relationship which is really, really important, particularly when you look at the war in Ukraine today and the challenges for the democratic and free world that we stand together. And even when we live in Saxonburg or my little town, Hanut, or wherever we live, we are part of this very important relationship, and we have to nurture it. And we have to show that the way of life we enjoy, freedom and democracy, that we want to defend it in our daily life, when we enjoy mingling on Maine, or just when we talk about political issues. It's very important that we stand together and nurture our friendship. And that's what I want to do tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to be in Saxonburg and to meet the people there.
Well, from Saxony to Saxonburg, we appreciate your time here today, and we look forward to seeing you, German Consul General David Gill. Sir, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy.